This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A horrific accident in Mexico City overnight. A subway overpass collapsed, tossing a train toward a busy street. At least 23 people have been killed. Dozens more injured. The AP's Julie Walker.
The collapse happened on the newest of Mexico City's subway lines, Line 12, which stretches far into the city's south side. Like many of the dozen subway lines, it runs underground through more central areas of the city of 9 million, but then runs on elevated, preformed concrete structures on the city's outskirts. There have been allegations about poor design and construction.
Here in the U.S., 11 million people are in the path of what's expected to be more severe weather today. Much of the South may get slammed again after tornadoes crashed into parts of the region Sunday night and Monday. The worst weather today may hit parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee, as well as corners of Arkansas and Georgia. They could see tornadoes, hail, and 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts. We are hearing that the FDA will likely approve Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15 by next week. The AP's Mike Gracia with where we are now in the battle against COVID.
States across the U.S. are dropping capacity limits, air travel is on the rise, and a sense of normalcy is returning after a year of pandemic shutdowns. But vaccinations are leveling off as well. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the average number of COVID-19 vaccine doses administered fell 27% from a high of 3.2 million on April 11th to 2.37 million last Tuesday.
The AP's Mike Gracia reporting. President Joe Biden has formally raised the nation's cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 this year. This is AP News. Former President Trump is apparently trying to tighten his grip on the Republican Party. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Former President Trump and his backers appear to be working to purge the Republican Party of members they see as disloyal. On Monday, Trump said, despite all of the evidence to the contrary, that, quote, the fraudulent presidential election of 2020 will be from this day forth known as the big lie. Trump and his congressional followers are trying to force Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney out of the House leadership. Cheney continues to denounce the attacks on the election by Trump and his followers as poisoning our democratic system. Utah Senator Mitt Romney was booed at a meeting over the weekend by Trump backers who failed to get the state party to censure him for opposing Trump. Romney warning, quote, if we divide our party, we're going to be a losing party. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Dow gained 238 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.